Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:30, KSJE. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program. Our focus this morning is on San Juan County, and my guests now in the studio from the San Juan County Office of Emergency Management, Allie Rye is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Devin Neely is also still with us. He is, of course, from San Juan County, the Public Relations Manager. Devin, thank you for sticking around. I don't want to.
Glad to be here still, Scott.
I'm glad that you're here with us. And so a busy week for you, Allie, as we were talking about before we came on the air this morning. You have got a couple of events that are going on this week, one of which is next week, too, the disaster drill that the County Office of Emergency Management always helps coordinate, and that brings together almost every, if not every, emergency service in the county, right?
It does. It does. We have a lot of people playing next week, and we're super excited about it. So we invite and we work really well together with City of Farmington and then also the San Juan County Sheriff's Office. So from City of Farmington, we'll have the bomb team and the SWAT team and then also patrol. And then from the Sheriff's Office, they're bringing out the SWAT team and normal patrol for them. So we have a lot of players, and then we'll also invite out or also the people that participate is San Juan Regional Medical Center,
right?
And then also the ambulance services.
Okay.
So we have a lot of moving parts and a lot of participants, and we're going to have a lot of players this year that are actually going to come out and be able to help us get the drill more realistic.
Okay. So, and I know you do a lot of some of these things tabletop throughout the year as well, but this is going to be one that's actually out in the field and out at a place so people driving by may notice what they think is some horrible, horrible thing going on, but it's really just this drill, and it's going to be around, what, Dustin and Pinyon Hills?
Correct. So a lot of people don't realize this, but we actually do what we call a full HCEEP series. So we start out at the very basic, so just people sitting around a table talking and
the what-ifs and
whatnot, and then we move up to where we're actually saying, well, okay, if this does happen, what are you going to bring? And then by the end of the year, so September, this time of the year, we have what we call a full scale, where actually people get out, move on the ground, are moving bodies, transporting people, are actually going in and taking down subjects, you know, things like that. So we're really excited about this year's drill. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a really good, fun event. Like you said, up there near Dustin and Pinyon Hills. So if they do see something going on, please be aware that, you know,
it's just a drill.
It's just a drill.
Right. And what date are we talking about again next week?
Yeah. So the morning of September 25th, so Wednesday morning.
Okay.
They're probably going to see a lot of cop cars and a lot of ambulance and probably a couple of fire trucks up there. So don't be alarmed. It's just normal stuff.
Normal stuff for this drill.
For this drill. For this drill.
That's what it's all about. True.
Yes.
And again, this is being done so that if we were ever, God forbid, but if we were to ever have something like this, a mass casualty incident, attack, whatever happened, folks would know how to respond or what each
Correct.
Individual entity would be responsible for and things along that line, right?
Correct. So that's the reason that we drill, is in the event that something were to happen, we're prepared. So similar to the Aztec shooting, we had drilled for so long in the school districts about what to do in the event that a shooting were to happen. So that's, we're just taking the ball and just turning it into another location. So it's just another mass casualty event to where that way the cops know how to interact better with the fire, and the fire knows how to interact with law enforcement, so on and so forth.
Right. And I know a lot of private businesses also can partner with you and get training as well if they have a large installation here in San Juan County to know maybe how their folks need to respond in addition to the public servants who come and respond, law enforcement and emergency services and others as well. That's happened too.
Yes, it has. So actually this year is our first year that we haven't had a sponsor for the drill. So normally every year we have a sponsor from one of the local industries. So last year it was New Mexico gas company, and we did a drill surrounding around their folks and something that would actually relate to them and how it would benefit their company.
Right.
So.
And that's helpful for them as well.
It is. It is
so
very helpful.
Hopefully for next year, you'll get one of these folks to step up and,
yes,
and sponsor.
So I think we actually, Enterprise, I think, is our good. Is the one who's sponsoring us for next year.
Very good. Very good. Let me bring Devin Neely into the conversation, because I always like to bring Devin Neely into any conversation. But Devin, you've been seeing both sides of this now,
yeah,
from your new job as a public relations manager with San Juan County and your old job as a media professional. And so this is important too, right, to be able to deal with the gaggle of media that might show up to any kind of an emergency, and to deal with getting information out to the public, right?
Absolutely. This is really a dress rehearsal, you know, and what's different about this dress rehearsal from others is, well, when law enforcement and firefighters dress rehearse, it involves flashing lights and fire trucks. So this dress rehearsal, though, does include the public information officers from a number of different local organizations that practice like you play, really. And,
right,
and these are situations that some of us have seen and some of us haven't been involved in, and we need to be, and it's the same thing all the way across the board. And this year, the Office of Emergency Management, Mike Mestis is the emergency manager, and he puts a lot of emphasis on world events and nationwide events, and we saw that there was an increase in violence in churches, and so the Office of Emergency Management has provided some training for churches and is working with local churches to make sure that their security plans are in place and things of that nature. Pinyon Hills Church has graciously provided their building for us to use for this event, and we're glad to have community partners that help us, all the first responders across San Juan County. And Allie mentioned a lot of the entities involved. Farmington Fire, Farmington Police, Bloomfield Police actually involved this year as well. County Fire, Sheriff's Office, we're using our friends at the Red Cross, as well as the Baptist Disaster Relief Organization out of Albuquerque are all involved in this event coming up. About 200 people, almost 200 people,
wow,
involved.
That's a lot.
The requirement is for this to only happen once every 3 years, but San Juan County values this training so much that it happens every year under the direction of Mike Mestis, and he makes sure that all of our folks are not only properly outfitted, but ready to respond when there is an emergency of pretty much any scale.
Right, and that's important. And again, we hope we never have to use it, but as we have seen, unfortunately in our community, we have had to draw on some of these drills and information of having these multi-agency incidents that folks would respond to. And again, I'm assuming if there's a church or someone involved with a church who's just hearing about this now, that they can always call the Office of Emergency Management to get some training maybe for their staff if they're concerned about safety and security at their house of worship?
Yes. In fact, I think a couple months ago we were on with you as well and talked about our faith-based summit. And that's still in the works, and we are okay, still moving forward with a lot of those pieces. We're just trying to coordinate a couple of events in order to get it really keep going. So yeah, so we are continuing to stay with the faith-based and really get them all the help that they need.
Very good. Well, and again, it's something that's done every year. It doesn't have to be, but it is, and that's a credit to Mike Mestis and the Office of Emergency Management who he puts this together, because I'm sure it's trying to keep 200 people figured out what they're doing is a little difficult.
Oh, it is. It is. There is a lot of moving pieces and a lot of people that like to come and participate.
Right. But as you mentioned, and some people might say, well, why is an emergency drill a fun event? But I think that people enjoy getting out and being able to practice their skills and to kind of interact with other entities where they may not be able to do that very often, and to kind of, again, see what everyone is responsible for if there was a mass casualty event.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, a lot of these entities, they really just kind of operate a lot. They do a lot of their drills with in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So this really gets everybody out and everybody participating and seeing a lot of things that are going on.
Very good. There's another event going on, I think, this weekend, which is the San Juan... I have to look at the screen. I'm sorry. The San Juan River Fire and EMS Conference. Pardon me. But that is also involving folks from your office, too, is it not?
I don't think OEM is participating, but it does. But my office is within the Fire Operations Center. So, yeah, so they are all out. They are busy running around today. I think you'll see up on the screen. Yeah.
There it is.
So
there's some training there, too.
Yeah, they're actually out. We Devin and I were driving by on 516, and we saw them out there staging cars. So they look like they're getting excited and having fun. Just keep in mind that whenever everybody drives by and sees those, that it is just training and that they are just out there trying to get better equipped on how to respond in case we do have a large accident scene.
There you go. So this is happening today and tomorrow, looks like, along New Mexico 516 near Aztec Auto Salvage. It is a staged vehicle collision, and it is for this San Juan River Fire and EMS Conference, which is going on and helping them to train for responding to an accident scene, I assume.
Correct. That's actually a collaboration between the San Juan County Fire Department and the Bloomfield Fire Department. It started with the Bloomfield Fire Department, and most of the events for the San Juan River Fire and EMS Conference are in Bloomfield, but Aztec Auto Salvage is kind enough to provide some vehicles for first responders to use. And here's the deal, is technology is changing so drastically in vehicles. First responders are having to cut open vehicles that don't actually have engines anymore. They just have batteries. And so things change. And these first responders have to, again, this is just like the full-scale drill. You need to practice your skills. And so that's part of this. What's fascinating about the San Juan River EMS and Fire Conference is they're going through a lot of different topics. Not only are the first responders going to be talking about how to cut open cars and firefighting techniques and EMS techniques and things of that nature, they're going to be talking about mental health, which is such a big deal for first responders these days. And so I was looking over the schedule, and it's really fascinating to see how much emphasis there is on mental health, and it's valuable. And so this four-day conference is a really good thing for folks in our area. They're bringing in some really top-notch trainers. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely a good thing. And again, as you mentioned, Devin Ely, you have to learn, as even a volunteer firefighter, how to extract a patient safely from a car that's been involved in an accident. You don't want to cause more problems if you cut through a electrical line or cause a battery fire or some of these other things with this new technology with some of these vehicles. And that's kind of what this training is, I assume, part of as well.
Correct. Yeah. The rescuer doesn't want to become the rescuee if there becomes a problem. And you've got to get the jaws of life out and cut some things open to see how it's going to react, and rather than just see it in a textbook or see somebody else do it. And so this is a really valuable training opportunity for our local folks and for folks from across the region.
Right, which is a good thing to be able to do. So kudos to them. And again, you'd mentioned mental health, and I know for all of our emergency responders, that's so important. I know, and Allie, for your folks, and when you're talking with folks, mental health for you, all the people that come into contact with drills and things like that's got to be an important thing on your area as well.
Oh, it is. It is. And we work really well with the Department of Health in order to make sure that all of our people and all of our guys are staying really safe, both, you know, physically and mentally. You know, after the Aztec shooting, it was something that we really wanted to focus on. And so we have continued that trend with Department of Health in order to stay ahead of the curve.
Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate the information. It's really good stuff. And again, the big disaster drill, emergency drill, is going to be next Wednesday in the area of Pinyon Hills and Dustin, probably more on the north side of Pinyon Hills and on the south side, as Devin was mentioning. But that's where we'll see a lot of police and fire activity and emergency responder activity next Wednesday morning, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. We appreciate you having us on, and we're able to talk about some great events going on in our community.
Definitely. To keep everybody safe, that's
exactly.
For sure. So thanks very much, everyone. My guest from San Juan County and the San Juan County Office of Emergency Management here on KSJE. I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:43. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.